Many manufacturers are now changing course to meet the urgent demand for protective gear for healthcare workers. This need, as we've been hearing, is especially critical in New York City. Gwen Hogan from member station WNYC reports.
Within 72 hours, Michael Bednarik flipped his entire business from one that builds large custom marketing displays for companies like Google and Heineken to one that mass produces a single item.
Basically, all it is a piece of clear plastic, a piece of foam, and a piece of elastic. Three pieces, you can assemble it and cut it within under 4 minutes.
They're face shields. They're used over masks to protect healthcare workers' eyes. New York City put out a clarion call to local manufacturers 2 weeks ago, and over 500 companies have responded.
They need hundreds of thousands of face masks. What can we do?
Bednarik started workshopping ideas. They had a prototype in a day and met with the city's health department the next morning. By that night, the city had ordered 120,000 face shields. Behind Bednarik, workers are shearing giant sheets of plastic down to size.
Time is of the essence. So we're trying to cut as many shields as we can per day.
His business, Bednarik Studio, is located in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. It's a 300-acre waterfront campus where hundreds of businesses have set up shop, from movie studios to food production. During World War II, workers assembled aircraft carriers and fixed ships here. Now, an event space has been transformed into a makeshift factory floor with stunning views of the East River. It's where the face shields are being assembled.
You ready?
Yes, ready.
Everyone's temperatures are checked before entering.
You're looking great.
Inside, around 100 workers wear respirators and plastic gloves as they attach strips of foam and elastic to the face shields. One worker, 32-year-old Ernesto Howard, was recently laid off from a music studio when the state ordered all non-essential businesses to close.
Yeah, it feels great. We're hoping to close. It's a tough situation, and everyone just has to step up.
Mike Barra, a 51-year-old Staten Island resident, said he, too, was just furloughed from his job and wasn't sure what he'd do.
I wondered myself, honestly. My family's home. My wife has asthma, so I got to be super careful not to bring anything home. But I felt like I should be here.
Several other businesses in the Navy Yard have also switched their operations to help the city. A perfumery and a distillery are now making hand sanitizer. A tailoring business has started sewing face masks. During World War II, the Navy Yard earned the nickname the Can-Do Yard. And workers here suspect it may earn it again in the coming days and weeks. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.